Jeremy Scott, SCOTT, here today for annual medical evaluation. Has history of type 1 diabetes, uncontrolled on current medications. Admits he is here for a physical due to his concern about long-term effects of diabetes. He's currently working in the healthcare industry as a medical assistant at a pain management center. Admits he sees a lot of patients with complications of diabetes and is wanting to get better control of his blood sugar. Family history significant for type 1 diabetes and his mother as well. Denies problems with chest pain, shortness of breath, denies problems with bowels or bladder. Had recent URI. Admits is feeling better over the last 2 days. Did notice that his sugars were registering higher over the last week. A physical exam reveals a well-appearing male in no acute distress, pleasant and cooperative, vital signs noted. Weight chart reviewed, pupils are equal, nares are patent, pharynx is clear, EACs are clear, fluid is seen behind his TMs bilaterally, neck is supple without nuchal rigidity, lymphadenopathy, thyromedullary nodules, heart is regular without ectopy or murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation in all lung fields, abdomen is soft and non-tender, extremities are negative for edema or calf tenderness, no evidence of pedal, PEDAL, ulcers or lesions. Assessment, annual medical evaluation, 2, type 1 diabetes. Scroll back up to physical exam, includes skin, colon. Rashes noted along the neck and arms. It is a fine rose-colored hive type finding, F-I-N-D-I-N-G. And then go back down into the assessment. Put dermatitis and plan. After identifying the rash, I pointed this out to the patient. He admits this is something that he has had pointed out to him from time to time. Some of the nurses that he works with have noticed that it seems to be worse after he eats. He has noticed it after a pizza. He has noticed it after a Mexican food. And he's concerned about wheat sensitivity and potentially tomatoes. We have done a celiac panel and tomato allergy test. In addition to the CBC cam lipid, hemoglobin A1C, and sed rate. Due to the 2,000 plus glucose, I wanted a finger stick. That value was 223. Recommend increasing the insulin. Discussed his sliding scale as well. Discussed diet and regular exercise. He admits he frequently skips breakfast. Patient is cautioned against this. Follow up with me next week to review labs and for further recommendations.